I think we better get started. Steve, I'm taking notes. Maybe lead us down the agenda, if you please.
Who's here at this point?
If you refresh the page now, we've got Rob Raskin, Steve Ray, Frank Olken, and David Price, and Peter Yim.
Okay, well, all right. We're not going to be able to cover some of these then because of the missing people.
Okay.
So I'm just going down the agenda then that you had prepared. Progress and status update from the various Liverpool champions. Ed Barkmeyer, who I couldn't reach. In fact, I couldn't even get the phone line through. I don't know what's going on there. So I don't know how far along he is on writing up the text about BOM.
Right, but I can make a comment here. As far as Ed is concerned, we had this Ontology Summit review meeting, which Steve chaired last Thursday. Even then, Ed was presenting on behalf of this group, and he did mention that his deliverable is due today. So he is aware of that, and I'm sure he's working on it. I don't know whether we are going to see it in email or on wiki page or somewhere today, but looks like he's at least on top of it.
Yeah, he did re-promise to get it done. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Pat Hayes, I guess you haven't heard from as far as working on the cliff. Don't know what the deadline was for him getting any progress on that. Do you know, Peter? Or?
I think we said that we told everyone that it would be like next week. Because yeah, the end of this week. I mean, because the next week's meeting is probably our last meeting. The week after that, most people will be at this week, and we won't have another call until we meet face to face. So presumably, we hope everyone will have some sort of draft, something in draft form that is presented at least for review prior to people going to showing up at NSF on the 30th.
Okay. Next item is actually Shipmaster Rob Raskin. So Rob is here. So maybe you can let us know how's it going on the OWL front.
Can't answer that because I haven't connected to Chip. So.
Okay. Yeah, but you did say that to Peter earlier. Yeah.
Right. I guess then it becomes a priority that you and Chip get together and sort of map out what needs to be done in the whole OWL arena. And if there's something, I mean, you guys have got all the work already done. It's just, I guess, sort of see how things fit together and sort of give us a plan maybe within this week so that people can look things over before the face-to-face on the 30th. Oh, by the way, Rob, are you going to be at the face-to-face? Are you?
A 50-50 chance. Not sure yet.
Let's hope you are. But even if you can't fly there, the plan is to have remote attendance support because our British colleagues will mostly be joining us that way, except for Howard. Howard actually is in the U.S. and he'll be there in person.
Yeah, I can participate one way or the other.
Great. Fantastic.
Okay. Peter?
Yes.
So I talked to somebody about remote access, and I need to follow up. I think can you send me by email the phone number you're supposed to use?
Okay, yeah.
The dial out to the bridge.
All right. Let me, while we're there, there's another item further down on what needs to be done. I'll make a note of that. Frank.
So I need to contact our event management people.
Yeah. Get remote setup ready. Peter.
And you want to use that rather than Skype or something else?
If you can support Skype, I don't know.
I'll find out.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to contact our event management people about remote access. This is teleconference only, right?
Yes, teleconference would do.
Okay, so room, well, we can accommodate easily 25 people at the table, more people around the periphery, and at the table everyone will have a microphone, power, internet connections. But people need to register ahead of time, so we need to set up some way for them to do that. If
yeah.
all else fails, we'll just have people send email to me with some canonical email subject line, like UOM meeting at NSF registration.
Okay. Yeah, I have an agenda item further down to discuss the logistics. So back to Steve. Get through this.
Okay.
Item.
And actually, just picking up on the owl discussion, my understanding was more or less that Cliff is probably going to be the sort of the master representation, and we're going to derive some of the others from it. Is that correct?
I think the discussion was sort of back and forth, and to be sort of politically correct, we don't say which one is master, but then we wanted to make sure they are sort of derivative of one another. And since there's a lot more work already done on OWL, it's more likely that the OWL thing would map over to Cliff, and we make sure they are consistent back and forth. Does that sound good to you, Rob?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, next one was the UML model with David Neal championing that, and couldn't reach David either.
Yeah, but...
I think he had a phone line for some strange reason.
Right, but I've been exchanging some mail with David about moving his page, which I had already. In fact, yeah.
All right. And then Peter, he's been already educating us, but as far as you and Joel being the overall sort of project manager and project tracker, you've got some items listed there as far as creating some of those pages then for it, right?
Right. Essentially, I've created sub pages for everyone. So if you want a workspace to just drop things out, those pages are it. And, of course, the mailing list is so sort of the conversation space, and then the sort of organized display space would be the wiki. And if there are drafts, documents, then they should go into a version controlled repository, which is a subversion repository that Joel Bender is running, and I believe he has sent passwords. He has created accounts for everyone and sent passwords to them. And if people don't want to be bothered with the subversion submission, feel free to just email the stuff to Joel or myself. Joel mainly, because he runs the subversion repository. That way, we can do this and be much more meticulous about version control. But if people wanted to just to draft things around and throw things around, shuffle things, and then the wiki would still be a good place to do the drafting and sharing it with others.
Anything else on progress updates, Peter, on project management perspective?
No, not particularly. I have another point further down about sort of setting up a updated project plan, but I guess we need to collectively talk about it, or maybe since we don't have a very extensive representation today, maybe we could defer that to email and the next call, even.
Yeah, that might make sense. Okay, I know we've had some email discussions, and Howard Mason was very nice about sort of laying out his view on the next gen item, which was which SDO to move the initiative forward. And I guess at the end of that, his conclusion was that he was recommending OASIS as the target standard body for a variety of reasons, including the ease of bureaucracy and the connections to the existing ISO infrastructure. So anyone have any comments on that discussion of this evolving?
Yeah, I emailed back my comments. I don't know if people received that, because that's exactly the email that I told reminded people of this call. Evidently, that sort of slipped through for some reason. Did you get that, Steve?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, so at least my point is I just wanted to reemphasize that the OASIS should be a step to ISO and not the final step, but I assume everyone is clear, although it wasn't clear on the document.
Yeah, no, I think that it's sort of I think it's mandatory that eventually this work would end up into the establishment standards world because of the nature of the subject matter and you know the SI units and all. Otherwise, I don't think it'll get the recognition it needs.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I gotta say I agree. I think OASIS is a good first step, just simply because it's very easy to work with OASIS and move reasonably quickly.
Yeah, and Bill Cox, there was an offline discussion between Bill Cox and Ed Bachmeier, and Bill pointed out a good thing is that even after OASIS submits to ISO, the OASIS standards are still available free of charge. So even if ISO says, I mean, people must pay for the ISO spec, at least through the OASIS channel, the specs would still, the standard would still be, could still be available publicly and free of charge, which would be our target.
Okay. Peter?
Yes.
Very strongly believe that the standard needs to be up on the web and freely accessible if it's actually going to be used. These standards are just so expensive that people ignore them.
Yep.
And
yep.
So it's curious to how to get them.
Yes. I mean, I think this is sort of a unified view of this group already. So we just have to continue doing that and make sure it's on our mission statement and on every charter that we write between now and then.
Yeah, and I do think that this idea of having it pretty much stable, or in fact completely stable, before we hand it over to ISO is the way to accomplish that. The thing about having it eventually end up with ISO, I think, and BIPM, is because of all standards, you know, this is old school. The International System of Units has got to be one of the oldest standards around. And I don't think we can afford to just bypass it altogether.
Yeah.
But if we do it in this sequence, then we get, I think, our cake and eat it too, because we still get to have the thing freely and publicly available, free of charge. I think that's the available free of charge. What was that? How would he use his phrase?
Yeah, his phrase is publicly available free of charge, which is nice and clean.
Right.
I think it's really good.
And I do think that's something we want to make sure happens. Okay. Review of the workshop on the 30th. The review of the agenda, I guess, is the next thing. And I actually, did I see an agenda? I'm trying to remember now.
No. Let me interject. Ed was on the call last week, and he was supposed to get to Ed, because Frank and Ed are supposed to be co-chair of that next call, and he's supposed to get to Frank and get this agenda out before today's call. I haven't seen the draft agenda, and from Frank's voice, I don't think you have been in connection with Ed over the last week, have you?
No.
Okay. So between the two of you, and maybe possibly Howard included, then please work out an agenda, because we did say that since those ads, and possibly you would be doing content. Maybe Howard could even run the meeting if need be. If we need sort of a fairly sort of neutral person. So you still owe us an agenda.
Okay. And just to frame this, starting time should be what? 8:30, 9?
Well, up to you. Well, I'm fine. I'm there. I'm in your area just for this meeting. So call any time. 8:30 and 9 is fine. I guess you have to coordinate with your check in people. They don't open until 8 or something.
No, they're open. It's just that things are a little congested early in the morning.
Right.
Because we're running panels. So tentatively 9 a.m.
Nine. If we wanted to finish by 3:30, maybe we want to start early. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. 8:30.
Fine. I mean, even 9 is fine. Maybe you can say 8:30, sort of assemble and introduction, and 9 is sort of when the real thing starts or something.
Okay. And then we want to close when? 3:30? 3?
You did say you want to close at 3:30, but I'm open because my flight doesn't leave until like 9 o'clock at night. So, but other people are not me.
Well, okay. Do we have any consensus on this telephone call? I mean, it's no big deal for me. I live 2 blocks away. Others may be running for airplanes in the evening.
Yeah. Have you published the plan yet?
We haven't published anything yet.
No, we will be talking about it. Yeah, fairly soon. That's the next thing.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. The 2:30 or 4 or something like that would be probably a reasonable target ending time, just in terms of people leaving. And I would say, since a lot of the people will be coming from out of town, probably an early start is not a problem because people are just in hotels or whatever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Start at 8:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8:30.
End at 3:30?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Next agenda item is...
Wait. Can I add that now that we are talking about Oasis as sort of something we definitely are going for with, then maybe on the agenda, please add a thing about adopting an Oasis DC charter. If we can do that face-to-face, that's fastest. And if we want to add that item, then we probably want to appoint a champion to have a draft of that charter beforehand. Because that's sort of the first step to start it. Yeah, that's the first step to start an Oasis TC.
Yeah. The question would be, who is familiar with the charter, the Oasis charter language?
Howard would be.
Yeah, they did one for TLC, you know.
Are you chairing one of the TCs there?
No, I participate in the PLCS one.
Is Howard the chair of that?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Let's volunteer Howard. I mean, since Howard has been doing all this, let's volunteer Howard until he comes back and say no.
Okay, I just as a note, the BSI standards body around the product modeling stuff is meeting Monday morning, so I'll see David Leal and Howard, who's the chair of it, both on Monday morning, and can discuss it and relay any requests if you don't get to them in person between now and then.
Yes. This is a week from today, or what?
Oh, yes, a week from today. So the British Standards Institute has a meeting for the subgroup that SD4, the one that Howard the chair for.
Okay.
And David and I and Howard will all be in the same room so we can talk about it. It's probably on the agenda anyway. That's it. not the PLC FTP part, but the unit of measure.
Okay.
Okay, I just saved, we said we volunteered Howard in his absence, hope this is okay with him, and draft charter EGA ready this week, please.
Okay.
If you refresh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do that. All right, next agenda item now is to kind of brainstorm, trying to figure out what else needs to happen between now and the 30th, and I see you've written down some items already.
Right. Frank needs to get a remote setup ready. I need to supply the phone number. Frank, actually, if you look, the phone number and the PIN would be the same as the one we are using this call. So if you need the number, that's
okay.
It. Yeah, the 218 number. And if you do something more sophisticated, then check out any of the Ontolock virtual events. Will use most of those, that infrastructure, including the chat board and VNC, if you can support it. We don't know about your security lately.
I have to put something up there.
Yeah.
And Peter, I guess you've got the action plan updated project plan, is that correct?
Yes. I would need to set up a session page. I should add that. Peter to set up session page. Once the agenda is out.
Well, what about the project plan? Aren't you also on for that?
Maybe between Joe and I will prepare one for review by the group over email. How about that?
Okay. All right. And then, the question and announcement, is Frank going to be preparing the announcement? At some point, once we have the logistics ironed out?
Yes, session page. I can do the announcement. Through the list. Unless Frank wants to do it, I can do it on behalf of Frank and this group.
That makes more sense, I'd say.
Yeah.
You have all the mailing lists.
Right.
Okay, but we should have an agenda agreed before that, or we can put out a preliminary announcement.
No, you have to have a draft agenda, and the sequence will be you give us an agenda, I set up the page, and then I announce so that people can go to the page and sign themselves up and so on. So the bottom, yes.
The registration is the other issue that you need to resolve how that's going to happen exactly before probably the announcement goes out.
Right. I have already spoken to Frank on the phone, so I know what he needs.
We need people's names, their organization.
I've written that down. Yep.
Oh. And they have to bring photo ID. We should have a...
Okay. Go ahead. Is that someone else missing something?
No.
I guess not. Okay. All right. Anything else people can think of? We've got logistics. We'll have an agenda. I think in terms of the agenda, I know there was still a little bit of debate on the last call as far as exactly what we thought we were going to be able to accomplish at the meeting. But that may have to remain somewhat loose, I guess. I'm not sure.
Isn't the purpose of walkthrough of at least some version or form or notation of the core concepts in the model?
At least. And the question was whether or not this would actually going to end up being a harmonization meeting where just much of the actual work had already been done and we're just sort of tweaking and finalizing, or in fact, will we find ourselves in the position of authoring a fair amount of material at that time or not?
Well, hopefully, I mean, it could be that it's just a presentation. The offering could have been largely done in a presentation, and then as the presentations go, you record issues that will be addressed, you know, via the forum as far as alignment or problems with the various formats or versions or whatever they call them.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think the best value we can get out of the face-to-face is coordination between the various deliverables. Because before that and after that, most of the champions probably will work alone more than anything. So this would be the best chance to get coordinated in terms of content.
Okay. Unless anyone thinks of anything else that needs to be thought of between now and the 30th in terms of organizing a meeting.
Do you want to have a telecom that where each of the people are going to present at least talk through very quickly what they were going to present?
Probably not. I mean, we have one more telecom same time next week. Because I think
on the agenda.
But going through that probably maybe very quickly. I don't know.
It might not be a bad idea just to sort of make it more real to the champions that we are hoping things are going to be making a fair amount of solid substantive progress by the time.
Well, that was sort of. Or what about if it was the Thursday of the week before the? Is it something that had to give them a little more time?
That's the middle of.
The Thursday of the week,
middle of ISWC.
No. That's the first. Yeah, he said 1 week before that.
Oh. Okay, that's possible.
29th,
so 22nd. Well, I don't know. I think the idea of having it, we've been having these meetings Mondays like this. Maybe it's still good to have it Monday, and if you have a need for a further meeting, you could always arrange it at that time.
The coordination meetings might have been on Mondays, but the technical workshops or the forum, the NIST summit things are on Thursday, aren't they?
The virtual events are on Thursdays. I mean, any virtual event. Because
what's on the agenda for the week from Thursday, Peter?
But I don't have anything on that day. But do we need it? The question is. If there is if enough people think that there is a need for coordinating that, I mean, that day is open.
That's just a suggestion. But
yes.
That way, for instance, we would know if someone hadn't gotten the work done that they had supposed to have done and couldn't really be part of the agenda, for example. For the actual face-to-face.
So as a means of forcing the...
Yes. It's better to be embarrassed in private in front of a few people that other things took priority than to show up at a face-to-face where people are expecting presentations from you and somehow you're not there.
No, we were actually, I mean, that's a good point. We were, champions are supposed to come up with something within this week, because because then we will have 1 week for people's review, and then the following week people won't even be available. So they're supposed to be done by, let's say, next Monday. And if not, then at least we force them to actually present it on next Thursday. That's not a bad idea, yes. So, shall I just mark up that day and use that for the sort of, what should we call it, mock presentation.
All right, why don't we tentatively do that? And then we can always decide it's not necessary if there's extra good news or extra bad news. So.
Yeah. Okay, use October 22nd to preview all champs. European presentations to review.
So, is every champion going to present something at the face-to-face? This is just meant to be a review of what's going to be presented at the face-to-face, right?
I don't know. That's up to the agenda.
When I suggested it, that was my intent. Only to review things that are actually going to be done at the face-to-face. For example, the project plan might not be reviewed at the face-to-face. It might be, I don't know. I'm just saying that was the intent. A pre-brief of what would be presented at the face-to-face. At least, the draft, it might not be the complete, but it would be close.
All right. So let's set up October 22nd for that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Next item on the agenda then is funding stuff. We talked briefly about that before, right?
Right. We talked about several possibilities. Frank wasn't there. Now that you're here, I promise Pat to have a chance to talk to you to see if you can fund his work in this. And of course, you don't have to answer now. And Gunter sent something in about NIH and NLM, National Library of Medicine, having like conference funds, I guess small conference funds to pay for people going to these meetings, which could be accessible fairly quickly. But this is sort of mainly for people like himself. Try again?
Oh, you were asking about funding?
Yes, we are talking about funding the prospects. So, and then Chip Masters mentioned that he will talk to Paul Keller to see if NASA can continue with some funding, since they've already funded their original QUDT work, to see if they could continue that to fund his continuing work on this. Moving it to standard. So
the problem is that NSF doesn't normally fund standards efforts.
Right.
I mean, it's happened on occasion.
So I'll let you work details. We are probably not looking to you to fund the entire project. But if, like, individuals like Pat, whom you have been funding already, if you could sort of continue to support that, that would be great.
I screwed up my attempts to edit the workshop webpage.
Oh, that happened to you last time.
I don't know what I did. Is it possible to revert it?
Don't worry. What did you do?
It turned into a big block of HTML.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry.
You can roll back.
I'll roll back and I'll put whatever edit you had put in later. Would that be okay with you?
Sure. I was trying to explain exactly where we were and where the parking and other stuff was.
Okay, I'll capture that and I'll put that into the session page.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then any other input? We're down to the agenda where further input is the item. Can't think of anything myself.
Okay. Now that Rob is here, can I ask Rob if you have any input on the funding prospects, or at least would your work on this be properly supported?
It should not be a problem. I don't think so.
Okay. Fantastic.
Just FYI, we wrote a proposal to put it into the UK NOD to try and get some support for this because of the connection with OASIS and PLCS, but we haven't got it approved or agreed or anything yet. But at least we have a proposal in. Let's pay the price for anyway.
Okay. So, sounds great.
So that raises an interesting question. One possible source of funding here in the U.S. might be DESA. The U.S. Defense Information Systems Architecture, but I'm not exactly sure who to talk to there.
Yeah, we probably know who, right? Jerry Redick. Gary Smith. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So NSF, NASA, ISO, MOU, DESA, NIH.
I mentioned Jerry Smith there in parentheses.
Okay. So, I mean, the thing is, who is going to make the approach? Maybe since we don't have all the people here, let's defer discussion to next week.
Yeah. We'll just record those ideas, I think, and maybe we can bring them back.
Okay.
Okay. Then
all right.
Okay. Any other business?
One brief question. Steve, do you know if Ed is actually at NIST this week?
I think he's at NIST this week, although today is the federal holiday.
Today is a holiday. Yeah, I'm at a conference in Arlington this week on today and part of tomorrow on the future of the Internet.
Ah, that's right. I think I saw a tweet to that effect or something, yeah.
Right.
I don't believe he's out.
He's supposed to be on a telecon with me tomorrow on another architecture project using Sandor models. My expectation is he's actually in the office tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
And Peter, could you send me an email when you've managed to unscramble what havoc I wreaked on that?
Yeah, I've already unscrambled, but your stuff didn't go in, so could you email them to me?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I guess next meeting, same time next week, and I will send out a reminder again.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm done.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
See you all next week.
Yep. Bye.